Doubt is an opera based on the Tony Award-winning play and Oscar-nominated movie by playwright John Patrick Shanley. And the upcoming St. Louis production is the first following its premiere in 2013 by the Minnesota Opera. St. Louis on the Air contributor Steve Potter has more on this opera that addresses issues of gender politics, race relations, and the role of doubt in our lives.
Christine Brewer originated the role of Sister Aloysius at the Minnesota Opera, a role that she's recreating for the run at Union Avenue Opera, which is under the direction of Tim O'Sell, and Scott Schoonover conducts, by the way. Christine, great to see you.
Great to see you, too.
And on the phone from his studio in New York, Doubt's composer, Doug Cuomo. Welcome, Doug.
Thank you, Steve. Thank you for having me.
Doug, you know, with the success of Doubt, both on stage and on screen, I was a little surprised when I realized that this St. Louis production is the first since the premiere. What do you think?
I'm happy that it's happening, for sure. And there haven't been full productions since its premiere in Minnesota, but a couple of excerpts were done in Chicago in the summer last year at the Grant Park Festival with the orchestra. But it's very, very nice to have a fully staged production going again. And, you know, of course, we're hoping there's going to be plenty more, but this is the first full one since the premiere.
Christine, I'm curious about what draws you to take on any given role, and then specifically what it was about Doubt that made you not only want to do it once, but twice.
Well, I'm always looking for roles that speak to my heart, and I tend to lean toward roles of strong women, you know, like Brunhilde and Isolde and Alceste, those women who are doing the right thing for the right reasons. And I think Sister Aloysius, although she may be a little bit misguided, but she is doing what she thinks is the right thing to protect the children, to make sure she's encouraging the children to be good citizens and to be good students, but also to protect them. She says several times, this child's well-being is my responsibility. And so that's initially why I wanted to do the role. And then to recreate the role, it's always fun for me to do a role a second, third, fourth time, because every time I sing something, I'm working maybe with a different stage director, a different conductor, different cast members. And in the rehearsal period, a lot more comes out in that character that I think gives the character more depth. And I'm already finding that in our rehearsals here in St. Louis.
Doug, John Patrick Shanley wrote the original play and the libretto, and he has explained about the juxtaposition of certainty versus doubt in our lives. And I know you can't speak for him or anything, but do you know what he's talking about?
I think so, because we talked about this, of course. John and I did a lot. John wrote the libretto for the opera as well as the play, and then also the script for the movie. I think, you know, he said that his initial impetus for writing this piece was in response to the run-up to the Iraq War. He felt that there was a big, you know, groundswell of certainty. He felt like that, you know, everybody knew that this was the right thing to do, and that you know, people were going forward. And of course, we know a lot more about how that was really not necessarily true. We know now than we did then. But at that time, he was feeling like, am I the only one feeling doubt? I'm sure I'm not. And he started to think about the question of doubt and uncertainty and just the role that it plays in everybody's life and how it's something that in all sorts of aspects of people's lives, it's something that is there and important to sort of know how to live with and know how to understand it instead of trying to push it under the rug and pretend that you're, you know, absolutely 100% certain about every single thing.
Christine, your sister Aloysius, who is she?
She is, she's, as I said earlier, a strong woman, but she is certain of a lot of things. And it comes out in the play as well as the opera. She just knows pretty much more than everybody else.
She's running is it a school?
Yes, yes. And I mean, they're just little, you see little glimpses of, she's telling the gardener how he should do the job on the gardening. And she's telling, you know, she's telling the students how they should study. She has things in her mind that she is sure of and certain. She says, I'm sure of this. And Sister James will say, well, how do you know? Because I have experience. And we all know people like that. And I sometimes tend to be like that. I hate to admit it. Yeah, I know. I know. Sometimes people think I'm maybe a little bossy. I don't know if that's the right word. But I am certain about some things. And I think she's certain about a lot of things.
We have some of the production from the Minnesota role that you created that we're going to hear in just 1 second. Doug, you're the composer, but you have a jazz background. Was this different for you in any way, doing the score to an opera?
Yeah, I mean, I'd done another opera before, an opera called Arjuna's Dilemma that premiered in 2008. And I've been writing sort of contemporary classical music or new music, however you want to characterize it, for a while. And so I used to think of it as fairly separate stylistically from the stuff that I've done as a jazz player. And I was really more of a jazz player than a jazz composer. Actually, it was in doubt that Matt Worth, who played Father Flynn in the original, said, "I can really hear the jazz influence in the score."
And
it surprised me because I didn't think there was any. You know, I was not purposely, you know, doing that. I wasn't avoiding it, but it wasn't something I was consciously putting in. And so I asked him what he meant. And he, very interestingly, he said sort of that he was mostly talking about sort of the rhythms in the vocal part. And I thought, oh, that's interesting because that's something that you really is just kind of part of what, as a composer, I think those kind of choices that you make are often just sort of part of what, you know, the way you hear things and what your musical background has been and everything that you've listened to and how it all adds up. In some ways, I feel like the rhythmic stuff is almost the most subconsciously generated. So I thought that was pretty interesting.
Well, before we hear your music and Christine's contribution to that, I just want people to understand that you're very well known for writing countless scores for TV, film, and stage. For example, I want to mention that wrote the score. I'm sure you've heard this before. You wrote the theme for Sex and the City, and like TV Guide named it one of the top television themes of all time. And it, I think it won the 3 BMI Music Awards. So I just want people to put that in context before they hear this. And this is from scene one, Kristen.
It is. This is the very first sermon that Father Flynn gives in the opera. And it's the very end of the sermon when he's talking about doubt. And this sort of starts to set some red flags up for Sister Aloysius.
There are here those who know the crisis I describe.
Yes.
I want to say to you, we are of the same tribe. Sustaining as certainty. When you are lost, you are not alone. In the name of the Father, of the Son, and the Holy Ghost.
Union Avenue Opera presents Doubt by Douglas Cuomo, who's on the phone with us now from his studio in New York. And soprano Christine Brewer is here. She plays Sister Aloysius. You mentioned Father Flynn, Christine. So maybe we should just talk about the plot just a little bit. Sister Aloysius runs this school. Father Flynn is a new employee, a new teacher, something like that.
A priest. He's the priest in the parish.
And but early on, she feels like something's not right.
Yeah. And she starts to feel it actually in this first sermon, because he makes a comment when he's telling these stories, and he says, "I've done something wrong." And then he goes on to tell this sort of a parable, a modern parable. And he starts talking about doubt and how all of us have doubts. We're not certain about some things. And so this starts to eat away at her mind. And in subsequent scenes, she asks the nuns, they're having their dinner. She said, what was that sermon about? What do you think that was about? And then she says to the sisters, who are all teachers in the school, she says, I want you to be alert. I don't want to cause any, you know, commotion here, but just be alert. Well, they don't know what she's talking about. But she's worried about, there's one new student in the eighth grade who's a black student. The first, as she says, our first Negro student, he's isolated. And she thinks, because his teacher, Sister James, said, you know, he came back from the rectory the other day and he smelled like he had alcohol on his breath. And this is a little red flag, too. Well, why did you have a private meeting with this 12-year-old boy or 13-year-old boy? Why did you, you know? And so she works a way to get Father Flynn into her office with Sister James. So they kind of interrogate him, but they don't get too far.
Well, he doesn't admit anything.
He does not. He says, yes, the boy was caught drinking altar wine. So I called him up to the rectory to talk to him about it. And I told him, if no one finds out about it, you'll still get to be an altar boy.
Wait, I sense some doubt.
Yes, yes, exactly. And so in my mind, I start watching what he's doing and I start thinking, well, maybe he's grooming this boy. Maybe he's molesting
this
boy.
That's what it's all about.
Yeah.
Doug, what can you share about your process in developing this score? I mean, how did you begin? What inspired you? How did you approach this whole thing?
Well, it's interesting. I mean, once we started to work on it, one of the musical challenges follows hand in hand with what Christine was just saying, which is that in the audience, you're seeing these sort of two opposing views, right? This Sister Aloysius is very clear. You know, she's certain that something has happened. But Father Flynn, as you said, never admits anything, and he has, you know, reasonable explanations for everything that she's challenging him about. And John Shanley explained, as he explained in writing as well, that, you know, he was trying to present this piece so that people in the audience would have different responses to it. That it's not clear what actually happened. That's not really revealed in the play, the movie, or the opera.
Right. That's what was so striking to me, and so frustrating, I mean, in a good way. Mm-hmm. At the end of it, I had all this doubt. Mm-hmm. I just couldn't decide what really happened. It drove me crazy.
Mm-hmm. And the hope is that then people are going to be, you know, having conversations about this afterwards. Well, mm-hmm. What did you think? What did you think? And so for me as a composer, that was challenging because I had to be very careful not to shade what Father Flynn was saying and how he was singing it. Mm-hmm. Really too much in either way. So for Christine's character, for Sister Aloysius, it was clear she knew what she felt.
Let me ask you both, and you don't have to tell me I don't want you to tell me the answer. Do you each feel in your own mind that you actually know what really happened or not?
I do. I have to know. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
To play the part,
have
I have to know what I think.
Well, what about you, Doug, as as an observer?
I guess I never really, believe it or not, I never thought about the question exactly that way. I think I have an inclination. You know, I think I don't know.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I think, you know what, that's good
yeah.
for this, though.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
It is. And as I say, I had to be careful writing Father Flynn's part so that he didn't seem, you know, so that there was a little bit of, you know, that it was going to raise some doubt, that the music wasn't sort of answering the question.
Mm-hmm. Right. Christine, let's hear more from Doubt. And this is you as Sister Aloysius and Father Flynn. Would you set it up?
Yes. And this is the very last scene in the first act when she does finally get him into her office. And she has Sister James there as a witness. And she's going to serve tea. And I love the way Doug set this, although, as I recall, there was much cursing as we were learning this tango. It's so fitting, though, because she's sort of trying to, you know, lure him in and then hope that he'll maybe stumble up and say something in front of Sister James as the witness. And you know, they'll find out what he's been doing. So in this beginning of the scene, she's set up. They're having some tea in her office.
For form's sake, would you have a cup of tea, Father?
I would love a cup of tea.
Perhaps you could serve him
glad. And yourself, of course. Would you like tea, sister Aloysius? I already had my cup.
Is there sugar? Must have not been much to forego.
I'm sure you're right.
See, there you go. She's certain again.
I know. And I love that little snarky. Oh, I'm sure that wasn't. And you heard, hear that slam. I think I slammed the cupboard door and the audience thought that was kind of funny.
Doug, I understand that you're off for Kathmandu any minute.
That's true. I'm leaving in a couple of days, which is very exciting because that other opera that I've written, Arjuna's Dilemma, is being performed in Kathmandu. But I'm very unhappy about the timing of it because it's making it impossible for me to be in St. Louis to hear this production of Doubt, which I was so looking forward to doing. You know,
we'll miss you.
I know you're going to hear about it. No. I have one last question for both of you. And Doug, I'll start with you. What do you think that Doubt teaches us or makes us realize about what we think we know or what we think to be the truth?
Well, I think that to circle back a little bit to the idea we were talking about before of just the danger of certainty. I mean, if you look at what's going on politically in America now, you know, it's been written and commented about, you know, quite a lot that people are very, very certain on all sides that their way is the right way. They're in sort of that information bubble. And that kind of certainty, I think, is not really an accurate reflection of the way things are. I don't think it serves anybody in the long run very well. And so I think that, if anything, that's really what this piece is about. And I think it's very important to be able to live with doubt and to understand that there are other ways to look at things besides your way.
Christine?
I agree. I think we were talking about this before we started the interview, and you know, there are sometimes I get a little, you know, fired up about something and I'm just so sure I'm right. But I think if anything, I hope this opera does let people start to think about maybe we need to put a little doubt and think things through a little bit more.
That was soprano Christine Brewer and composer Douglas Cuomo speaking with Steve Potter. Brewer will sing the role of Sister Aloysius in Union Avenue Opera's production of Cuomo's Doubt. Performances are at 8 this Friday and Saturday, and next Friday and Saturday evenings at Union Avenue Christian Church. More information is available at stlpublicradio.org/stlonair. Archive versions of past St. Louis On the Air programs are available for download or podcast at stlpublicradio.org/stlonair. St. Louis On the Air is a production of St. Louis Public Radio, 90.7 KWMU. Thank you for listening. I'm Don Marsh.